Yes, it's Monday, September 28, 2009. Hope you're having a great day. The weather finally cooled off here in California. And I'm really so grateful, so grateful. A lot of celebrities born today. It's a Nine of Hearts day with a Five of Diamonds planetary ruling card. Anyone born today is a giver. You know, like Hillary Clinton is a Nine of Hearts, and she wanted to do a big healthcare thing. Nines are the givers, and now Obama's a Nine of Diamonds. He's wanting to do a healthcare thing. So what happens, you see, is that all this nine energy is on today. And we have people like Brigitte Bardot, who was a big animal rights activist for a long time. And we have, I got a whole list of people here. Let's see, who do we know? Singer Ben E. King, actor Joel Higgins, singer Helen Shapiro, actor Jeffrey Jones. These are old people. Let's do some younger people. Hilary Duff, interesting. Skye Nicole Tuziak, that's really young, 17 years old. Actor Bam Margera. Let's see, anybody else that I might know on this list? Chuck Crawford, Mandy Barnett, Carrie Otis, Moon Zappa. Actually, Moon Zappa's name is actually Moon Unit Zappa, for those of you who didn't know. And Janine Garofalo. Oh, Mia Sorvino. I really like her. So these are all the nines and also a five. So this birthday would also be a super salesman type birthday. So be careful if you're around somebody born this day because they're going to sell you something and probably be effective in doing so. Okay? Ed Sullivan also was born today. Happy birthday, Ed, wherever you are. We have a lot of fun things lined up tonight. First of all, okay, Seth, thank you. I got a little note from Seth here, the radio operator tonight. We're going to have a contest tonight. I'm going to teach you how to determine a birth card without having to look it up. And we're going to have a talk about personal power, about what our real power is in life. And then we're going to have readings. Oh, what fun is that? So we'll start out by the contest, okay? I'm trying to remember every week, and if I forget, guys, don't hesitate to remind me. I'm doing my best. I came up with a really good question, though, tonight. I think it's a good question. I think it'd be awesome for you guys to think about this question and see if you get the answer right. And there's a prize every week, and last week it was a Bhakti Rock CD. This week it's going to be an emailed report, either a yearly report or a relationship report. You can tell me. Now, how this contest works is the first person who gets the answer wins, but it's the first person who gets the answer on the show, they get first priority. So somebody on the show who calls in gets the answer, they get the prize. If nobody who calls in gets the answer, then the first person who gets the answer via email is the prize winner. Okay, those are the rules of the contest. So, are you ready for the question? Okay, here's the question. There are two cards in the deck that stand out. One is called the Most Blessed card, and one is called the card of greatest accomplishment. The most blessed card is the Ten of Diamonds, and the card of the greatest accomplishment, in the worldly sense, is the Eight of Diamonds. And the question here is, what two cards represent the most blessed card and the card of highest accomplishment in the spiritual way, spiritually speaking? So who's the most blessed card spiritually, and who's the card of the highest accomplishment spiritually? Okay, so that's the question. There's two cards. You have to get them both right to win the contest. So, again, the first person who calls in with the answer wins, or the first person who emails me if nobody calls in and gets the answer correct. Okay? Okay, well, we got that out of the way. This is a good question, by the way. You'll learn something from this, actually, if you're paying attention, if you are learning the cards. This question is a good one. It's a good one for learning. Okay? Okay, now, how to determine someone's birth card just by knowing their birthday and not having the chart in front of you. There's a formula that was taught to me, and this formula has been a verbal tradition for centuries. It was never actually recorded. Only Richmond, who wrote the first book about the cards, it's a long book, it's over 250 pages, it's not in there, but it was taught at the temple, it was taught out loud. So I'm going to teach it to you verbally tonight, even though I have written it down in a couple places. Okay, so there's two steps to this, and you have to know them both. First of all, the formula that I'm going to give you will give you a number between 1 and 52. Actually, between 0 and 52. And if once you have that number, you need to know what card that number corresponds to. So the way the cards work is 0 is the Joker, 1 is the Ace of Hearts, and then you go right to the hearts, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way to the king. The king of hearts is 13. And this is called the solar value, by the way. This is called the solar value of the card. So if I say the formula gives you a number of 8, you'll know it's the 8 of hearts. If the formula gives you a number of 11, you'll know it's a jack of hearts. You got that so far? The next step, then you got the clubs after the hearts. So ace of clubs will be 14 and king of clubs will be 26. You might want to write these down. Ace of hearts, 1, king of hearts, 13. Ace of clubs, 14. King of clubs, 26. Ace of diamonds, 27. King of diamonds, 39. Ace of spades, 40. King of spades, 52. You should write those down. It kind of makes it easy to determine what card we're talking about. So once you have that, you should be able to memorize that, actually, because it's just hearts, clubs, diamonds, and spades in their natural order. Once you have that memorized or have that so you can access it, then the next step is to know the formula. And the formula is really very simple. You take the number of the month of birth. Let's say somebody's born May 15th, okay? So May is 5, and you double that number, whatever the month number is. So 5 times 2 is 10. Then you add to that number, the doubled month number, you add the day of the month. So if it's May 15th, it would be 5 times 2 is 10 plus 15 equals 25. Then the last step is you subtract that number from 55. So in this case, it would be 25 from 55 equals 30. And 30 happens to be the 4 of diamonds. So if you look in the book, you'll see that May 15th is the 4 of diamonds. Now you're going to say, why do you subtract from 55? And the answer is, because that's the only thing that works. Simple as that, folks. So you double the month, add the day of the month. Now you double the number of the month, you add the day of the month, and then you subtract that from 55. That gives you the solar value of the card, and you already know how to do the solar value. Let's just do one more example. Let's see, is there a hard one I can think of? I'm trying to think of somebody. Let's see, November 1st. This is not a hard one, but November 1st. It's 11 times 2, because it's month number times 2 is 22. Plus 1 is 23. 23 from 55 is 32. 55 minus 23 is 32. Now, this is actually really simple, but you'd be surprised how many of us have forgotten the math that we learned in second grade. Second grade math is required. You do have to be able to subtract a two-digit number from another two-digit number. So 32 happens to be the 6 of diamonds. That's the card for November 1st, along with a lot of other birthdays, 6 of diamonds. But the formula works really well. You know, King of Spades is 52, so, you know, January 1st is 1 plus 1, 1 times 2, and 1 times 2 is 1 is 2, plus 1 equals 3, free from 55 to 52. It works really good. Works every time. So you can memorize this, and I'm sure a lot of you will, especially if you're any good at math, and you'll never have to have the book to know somebody's birth card when you're out and about. It's a lot of fun. Like if I'm out at a restaurant, I always like to study people. So I'll ask my waiter, waitress what their birthday is. If I'm on an airplane, I'll ask people's birthdays, I'll ask their kids' birthdays. You know, I always want to know who are around me, it's fun. It's a fun exercise to learn, you know, about the cards. Let me see if anybody has written in with the answer to the questions yet. Let's see here. No, I don't think so. Not yet. Not yet. But there will be. There will be. Okay. I was thinking about like how life is today when I was thinking about what topic to discuss. And, you know, there's certain things in life that we don't have a lot of control over, like, you know, like a lot of us are born with certain emotional patterns, and we will just react automatically to certain stimuli in our life, certain situations or people, and we'll just react to them. And, yeah, we can do something about it, but not usually right then in the moment. Like, we're already taken by it. We have patterns, you know, our life is like. And, you know, you can sit here and do affirmations about having prosperity and stuff, but it's not generally all that effective. I mean, some of you might write in or call in and say you've had great success with doing affirmations, and I'd like to hear about it, but I've seen that a lot of people don't have success in doing affirmations. You know, it's like you're trying to affirm something that's really not there, and you don't really believe it, but you keep saying it is anyway. And there's all kinds of books out about having power, having personal power, being more powerful. There's a whole subject, science, really, about how we give up our power to situations. You know, like if we're ever blaming anybody, we think that we're being powerful by blaming them, but actually we've given our power away anytime we're blaming somebody. And life throws at us all kinds of things. I mean, you could give up your power to Mercury retrograde. I don't know if a lot of you have experienced some major problems recently with computers, shipments, communications, but I have. But I'm not going to give my power away to a Mercury retrograde and make it like it's some huge deal. I just dealt with it, you know, personally. But what dawned on me was what we really do have absolute power and control over at all times in our life is, and this is, I think, our one most important God-given gift, is that we have the power to decide what we're going to pay attention to. We have the power always, at any moment in our life, to put our attention on whatever we choose. For example, we can put our attention on our anger, or we can look deeper and look that and notice that underneath that there's fear, for example. We can pay attention to what we don't have or what's not working in our life, or we can pay attention to all the good things that we have and that are working in our life. I've had a problem with my right shoulder for, I don't know, I think it's been a year and a half now. You know, it bothers me some, mostly when I sleep at night, when I have to sleep in a certain way. Okay. And I could really focus on that, and I could get all bent out of shape about it. But I'm always so grateful that my other arm works really good, and I just don't really give it a lot of power. I just keep my attention on all the good things in my life. And it's really true too, you know, what we put our attention on in life is the most important thing. And all the books on prosperity you'll find, at least all the ones that really work, they teach you that if you're going to have more in your life, you have to be aware of what you have now. You have to be aware of what you have now. You have to pay attention to what you already have. You have to pay attention to the good things in your life. The things that are already there, it's not like you're making it up. It's you're paying attention to that which is already there, but that which you enjoy, love, and take all kinds of good energy from. Okay? So that basically is the greatest power that you or I have. You know, if you're ever really upset about something, try taking your attention away from your thinking about it and put all your attention on how you're feeling about it. That's taking the whole thing to a deeper level. Because as long as we're stuck in our head trying to figure it out and or making up, you know, a reason why it's somebody else's fault or going through our whole panic attack on how to fix it, we are powerless in that situation. Because paying attention to our mind in that way never works. It's very unhealthy, and it never works. Not when we're upset. It will never work. It never has worked, and it never will work. Okay, just to put it bluntly. It hasn't worked for anybody, and never will work for anybody. You just try this, though. Try using your power to, instead of being in your head about whatever it is, just feel whatever you're feeling about it. Just be with that. Put your attention on that instead of the endless mental merry-go-round that we do when we're under problem times. And see what happens. It'll be an amazing change. And the problem often will go away without you ever having done anything about it. I would say probably 75% of the time, if you can learn to be with how you feel about something and hold that, stay with it, keep your attention on that, which is happening. I mean, it's usually there's a panic or there's fear or there's anger. You can feel it in your body. It's in your chest, in your gut. You know, you can, your shoulders, your body posture, your facial muscles. If you can just experience that, you could have this transformation occur where your problem that you had is no longer important. It's gone. It's history. It's an amazing thing. It happens. It's something you'd have to experience for yourself to know what I'm talking about. Okay? Well, we have lots of callers lining up, and I guess they think they have the answer to our contest question tonight. I know at least one who's on thinks she does. So we're going to take our first break here. We're going to have a little music from my Bhakti Rock CD. And this first tune we're going to play tonight is going to be Krishna. And when we come back, we'll be talking to Vicky and the others who've called. So we'll be right back after Krishna from Bhakti Rock. Be right back. welcome back. I got a ton. Well, I got 5 emails, and everybody got the question right. I got to come up with some harder questions. So if nobody gets it on the show here, we definitely have a winner. All right. But I think we're going to get some call-ins to have. So first up tonight is Vicki. I don't know where she's from. She's August 8th, 1952. Are you there, Vicki?
Hi, Robert. It's Vicki, and I'm from L.A.
Oh, hi, Vicki. How are you tonight?
Good, thank you. So I just wanted to kind of get an overview. You read me a few months ago, and you said something should start happening soon. Nothing's happened in this Mercury retrograde, even though I practice gratefulness every day, which you told me to. It's been really difficult, from computer problems to everybody going silent. So I just wanted to have you look and see what you think's going on in both work, money, and love.
What about health? What about health? Don't you want to know about health, too?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, well, I'm just going to tell you the good stuff.
The good stuff is
that on September 29th, you go into your Venus period. Uh-huh. And the good news is that's tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And the other good news is you have the Playgirl card in Venus this year. So do you know what you want in love?
I know what I'm asking for, yeah.
Oh, well, you're going to get whatever you want, okay? It's going to come out just flying out of the woodwork. Get ready, okay?
Uh-huh.
And this influence can also be used in your career. If you basically will have power with people. Everybody will like you. Everybody will want to be around you. Everybody will want to buy what you're selling if you're selling something. This should be a really fantastic period. You need to maximize this if possible. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Simple as that, Vicki.
Uh-huh. How long does it go on?
It doesn't matter, Vicki. It matters what you do with it.
Okay.
You gotta use this. See
okay.
How the mind works? It says, well, it can't last very long. It's gonna be bad later.
Uh-huh.
I think you have a mind retrograde.
I was born in Mercury retrograde.
Well, listen, this is the most fantastic influence you have. You need to make this the best period possible. And don't worry about the future. Just get into that. Get into now. Make it great. You definitely need to be social in this period if you want to have the most effect of it. You have to get out and be around people.
Uh-huh.
So any opportunity you see, that any invitation that comes along or any opportunity, you take it.
Okay.
It's not going to happen you sitting at home. Okay, nothing will happen there.
Okay.
You're a social creature anyway, so just get out there and do it.
Uh-huh.
The love will be there, too.
Okay.
Yep. Mostly, usually when people have this, they have more than one person coming at them. Have many people to choose from, usually.
Uh-huh. Okay, that sounds good.
Yep.
And what about for work? Could it be more than one project or job or...
I would say focus in on one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why scatter yourself? You need to be effective in one area. You need to be effective, and that means focusing in on one thing.
Well, I've been focusing on trying to get some freelance consultancies that include projects, and there's 4 possibilities. And so...
Don't worry. It's all going to happen. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's all going to happen. It's going to open up for you. I'm telling you. It will.
Okay. And what about money?
I've already answered your question. Uh-huh. Listen to what I told you. I absolutely answered your question. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Everything is there. So, you see, I can tell you're in a sort of a negative mind space right now. Are you aware of that?
No.
Well,
no,
is this always how you are?
You sound
very pessimistic and very down to me. That's feedback, you know. That's how you're showing up to me tonight. I don't remember last time I talked to you, but I remember I'm telling you what I'm hearing tonight.
Okay.
See? Like, you know, Mercury retrograde, it creates problems, right? Okay, mm-hmm. Now we can get down about our problems, or we can just say, oh, look, there's problems. mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. It's all in our interpretation. See? So remember what I was talking about in the beginning of the show about where we put our attention?
Right.
Okay, well, you need to make a long list of all the things you really love about your life and everything in your life that you love and start paying attention to those things.
Oh, I do that every day.
Well, it doesn't sound like you do, because I get this kind of a worried sound and like, you know, oh, it's a really, your story is kind of negative. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I don't think it's negative. Maybe I'm the tone of my voice, but no, I'm not negative at all. I'm hopeful.
Well, I'll let some other people who heard you come on tonight give you feedback later, but that's my feedback, is that you came off as being in a negative space. So I'm saying good stuff's happening, you're still questioning it. Go for it, Vicki. This is your time, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have
Appreciate
a great night.
It. Okay,
bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Good night. And Vicki didn't even try to answer our question, so the prize still sits out there. Next up is Pam. I don't know where she's from, but her birthday is September 7th, 1965. Are you there, Pam?
Yes, I am. Hi, Robert.
How are you?
And I'm from Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Yes, Massachusetts. I'm going to just take a guess and wing it out there for this question that you asked.
Sure.
Seven of clubs and king of clubs. And if I'm not right, then I know at least I'm kind of close.
Okay, you're not even close.
I'm not. So I have my husband's a king of clubs, and my best friend's a seven of clubs, and I know they're both very spiritual. So,
well, you get a lot of benefit from this king of clubs yourself, because it's one of your karma cards of your two of spades. So that's good for you. But this is like you'd have to kind of understand some of the more advanced aspects of the system to know the answer. But thank you for trying on that.
I am, but I had a question, and I had a question on my birthday. I tried to call, and I couldn't get through. My husband and I went to a seminar with the I Ching system, and the folks that were teaching this seminar used your book as a tool to try to help people see from a different angle or perspective on the nature of how things are here on Earth. And one thing that they had pointed out is everybody had their birth card when they entered in the room. Everybody was given their birth card, and everybody wore it, but nobody was really aware. They just sat where they wanted to sit. The funny thing is that all the kings ended up sitting together. All the eights ended up sitting together. It was kind of like the magnet.
That's really cool.
Kind of a
that's totally cool.
Experience. One of the things that they mentioned at the seminar that kind of baffled me was about the planetary ruling card. They were talking about the planetary ruling card is sort of like the false path of where people can get caught in some sort of a loop or where you can be vulnerable. And I didn't read anything like that in your book. So I was kind of baffled on it. And they said, well, he didn't write about that in his book, but this is just another perspective. So I just wanted to know how you felt about that, or if you could elaborate, if you felt that the planetary ruling card acts as a negative type aspect in our lives.
Well, I would have to hear what they said in person to comment on that. Based on what you said, I can't agree with it, but I wouldn't want to really comment unless I heard exactly what they were saying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I know what you're saying, but your book never... I just thought it was another
aspect. Well, I don't think there's anything negative about the planetary ruling card any more than there is about the birth card, personally.
Okay.
I won't really worry about that.
I said, I've been using the books just for myself and my family, just to kind of see what's around the corner. My husband and I are both interested in signing up for your course, and we're having a hard time finding a number or to talk to someone directly to study to become a Magi.
All you have to do is just send an email to me, and my email is on every page of my website, and then I'll set up the next stage for you.
Well, the one email address that's on your website, we did do that, and we didn't get a response. So I'll try that again and see.
Well, at the bottom of every page of my website is my email address, which is themagi@seventhunders.com. Okay. You need to send it, you need to send it to me if you want to get a response. Okay?
Okay.
So try that again and we'll see what happens.
Okay. Hey, when is Mercury getting out of retrograde? I thought it was.
I looked it up. I think it's either soon or I forget though. I don't really pay attention.
All right. Seems to turn around here because things have been going in a negative way in a sense. So be good when that clears up.
Well,
thank you
Mercury,
for answering my question.
Mercury is it's in an unusual position right now because it's being aspected by other planets in a negative way. So it's tending to be negative for almost everybody this time, which is unusual. Usually it's only negative for certain people, but because the planet Mercury in the heavens is receiving negative aspects from Saturn and other planets, it's getting a more or less negative thing the whole time. Very interesting.
Yeah,
but it's almost over, though, so don't worry.
Yeah, we're all on the same boat then.
All right, Pam. Well, thank you so much for being my guest tonight. Have a great night.
Good. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, next up is Nicole from Idaho. And, Nicole, you are a member of the Magi Fellowship, and you do not get to answer this question. Are you there? Did you hear what I said? You cannot answer this question?
Yes, I did, but that's okay because I do have a question anyway.
You did get the answer right in the email, though.
Okay. Well, I didn't know the rules. I didn't hear the beginning of the show. So
yeah, well, I didn't mention about the fellowship people. But, you know, I just think it's fair that because anybody in the fellowship would know this answer. So. So how are you in your Neptune period?
I'm pretty good. I got a cold right now, but it's okay. I'm still feeling all right. So I'm actually getting more done than I do when I'm not sick. So.
Oh, good, good. Good.
Yep. And that's what I wanted to ask you about with my Neptune period. What do you have to say about that?
Well, you know, the Eight of Clubs is really good. Like you said, getting a lot done. That's a good card for that. It's like a time when you get really focused.
That's good.
And you have that every other year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. And then you've got the Ace of Spades going on, which is also good for you because it's the Magi card, you know, for you. It's the work in the cards. So there's a Three of Spades underlying that. So I imagine you might be doing some card work and other stuff at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And that Three of Spades also could relate to your health a little bit, you know.
Okay.
Like, you want to try not to fixate on this health thing too much, you know what I mean?
I usually don't. I don't get sick very often, so I just take that as a good sign and keep positive attitude.
Yeah, yeah, you know. But I'm just saying, with the Three of Spades, usually a health thing can become like a mental obsession. So that's the potential of it that you should be aware of so you can avoid it.
Yeah, I can see how I could do that. I got the Eight of Clubs at the same time. Okay.
Yeah, and if I were you, I'd be looking at my result cards for the year, see?
Okay, right? Yeah, I should.
Yeah, because you're almost, you know, you're coming down the home stretch here.
Because
those result cards, they do kick in.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know, yeah. Didn't even think about that.
Yeah, so, you know, make sure you get some rest.
Okay.
You know, don't push too much.
Okay.
So you can get better nice and fast.
Sounds like some good advice I could probably use.
Yeah, I mean, it just popped into my head. I don't know why.
Okay,
maybe maybe it's the right thing for you to hear tonight.
I'll take it.
So it's great to have you call in always, and it's just a pleasure. So glad you called.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Robert.
All right. Good night, Nicole. Hope you feel better.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well, Nicole knew the answer, but I didn't allow her to answer because she is a member of the Magi Fellowship. Actually, she just was initiated a couple weeks ago. She's our youngest member, 19 years old, and really, really, really amazingly good with the cards. Okay, we're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll be taking more calls. We have, we have Marta coming up, and Sean and Carmen. Okay, so taking a quick break, we're going to listen to Sri Ram on this break. When we come back, we'll be talking to Marta. Be right back.
Ram He Sita Ram He Hanuman Lakshmana Ram He Raja Ram Jai Jai Ram Radhe Shyam Raghupati Raja Ram Sundara Ram Parama Ram Bhajama
Well, we're back, having fun, kicking butt with the power of the cards. Next up tonight is, let's see, Martha from somewhere in North Carolina. Are you there, Martha? Hello? 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 Well, no one's talking back. Maybe we should move on to the next person. Let's see here. Let's bring somebody on. How about Sean? Is Sean on?
Hello.
Hey, Sean.
Hi.
How you doing, man?
Pretty good.
Let me start out by asking you, is your birthday February 8th, 1984?
That's right.
Okay, cool. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And do you have the answer to our question tonight, our contest?
I believe I do. Is it the Queen of Spades and Queen of Clubs?
Yes, it is. Congratulations! Right. You have the applause of one hand here. So tell everybody on the show how you got that answer, the Queen of Clubs and the Queen of Spades. How'd you get that?
Well, basically I matched up the Eight of Diamonds and Ten of Diamonds from the Life Spread with the Spiritual Spread in your book.
Uh-huh.
And I just kind of made the connection there.
You saw that in the same positions as the Eight of Diamonds and Ten of Diamonds in the spiritual spread was the Queen of Spades and Queen of Clubs, right?
That's correct.
Okay, awesome. That was very smart of you. So send me an email, Sean, and let me know what kind of report you want, whether it's a personal yearly report for you or anybody you want. And their birthday and name, or your birthday and name. I have your birthday, but tell me in an email. If it's a relationship report, tell me who the other person is and their birthday, and I'll send you a report.
Okay, awesome.
All right, cool. So, do you have anything else you wanted to ask me while you have me on the phone tonight?
Well, just kind of about the period that I'm in right now. I believe I'm still in my Saturn period. And
yes, you are. Well, looks a little tough, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, basically, pretty much in one of the toughest times of my life, I feel. And I'm hoping for good things to come in the next couple months. I'm hoping to have a change of residence and move and basically just to get in a better living situation. Right now I have a lot of people basically gossiping about me and thinking a lot of negativity about me, and trying to communicate doesn't get anywhere. I heard you talking about the retrograde in Mercury earlier. I don't know. Maybe
yeah.
That plays a part. But I don't know. I don't know if maybe what you see about the upcoming periods for me.
Okay, well, everything's going to change here fairly soon, okay? But you have to understand, Sean, first of all, that this was meant to be a year when you really make some major changes in your life.
Right.
Okay? First and foremost, that was what is being called for you this year, okay?
Definitely. Definitely.
It's very important that you honor that. I mean, like, you probably don't need to be where you are right now anymore, you know?
That's correct.
Like, you shouldn't really, you should have left maybe a while back.
You're right. No, that's exactly right. Like, I've been somewhere for the past month or two that just is out of place for me, and you're exactly right. That's why I'm hoping for a move.
Well, you have a move card coming, and everything's going to shift coming up here in your Uranus period. I think there's going to be a doorway sort of open up for you, okay? But you need to be willing to let go of these people in your life. You know, you're an Aquarian. Aquarians are very people-oriented. I mean, they're very friendship-oriented. So it's probably the most challenging thing in the world for them is to have problems with people they love or people they care about. All that stuff is harder than other cards. You understand?
Right.
So, but that's what you need to do. It's on the slate for you. You need to get out of Dodge, okay?
Yeah.
And let it all go, and start over again. It'll be good. Actually, it'll be so much better. Afterwards, you'll think, why did I wait so long to do this? Okay.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem for me right now has been just being able to let it all go.
Because I know.
Because I get so many people trying to cling on and trying to hold me guilty for things I've done or other things to try to just keep me
yeah.
in the same situation I don't want to be in. And I guess that's been the hardest. It's like breaking the bonds. It's pretty much mainly the parental
uh-huh.
parents.
Yeah, well, that can be pretty hard. You know, if you want something from your parents, you know, even a simple thing like wanting their approval, it makes you being free very difficult. See?
Yeah.
You know, and most everybody wants their parents' approval, but it's not required. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I'm different. I'm an ace of diamonds ruling card, so I never cared much about other people's approval. I mean, I do on a personal level when I'm in a relationship with somebody closely, but I never could care less about what my family thought about me. If they didn't like me, I'd just leave and didn't care, you know?
Okay.
So, but you're different. I understand that. So you got to come to terms with this so that you feel okay going forth in your life. I think it's all going to work out for the better for you, actually. Like I said, I think you're going to be surprised at how well it all comes together, and grateful that you know, left when you did. You can always go back.
Right.
You can always go back, you know.
Right.
It's never like...
Right. I mean, deep inside me, like, I'm faithful about that, and I know good things are to come from it. It's just, like you said, I'm in the middle of a tough time right now.
Well, your Saturn period, you're right in it, and it's really hard. I mean, you're feeling, like, betrayed by people. You're feeling worried about stuff that you normally wouldn't worry about, you know? I can see all that in your cards. But you also have some good cards in Saturn, too. Don't forget that part, okay? In your ruling card spread, you've got an Eight of Diamonds and Jack of Diamonds. So focus your energy on making some money right now and see what happens.
That's where it's at for me right now. So that's going to help me get out of my situation. So
just stay focused on... Try to not to pay too much attention to all the drama that's going on with your friends and stuff and family. You know, as much as you can. focus on, like I talked about earlier in the show, you know, use your power of where you put your attention and put your attention on what's good. And what's good right now is your ability to make money.
Right.
You know, that's what's really happening. So why not focus on that and enjoy that? See?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you. Thank you very much, Robert.
Yeah, great. Great having you on the show, Sean. And good luck with everything.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Good night. Okay. We have three other callers. We may not get to everybody, just so you guys know. It depends how long we speak. But our next person up is Carmen from Canada somewhere. Canada's a big place, by the way. She could be from anywhere in Canada. April 3rd, 1959. Hi, Carmen. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm great.
Okay, I had a question for you. I don't want to keep you too long there, so to give the chance for everybody to go. But I just started my first class in real estate tonight, and I really enjoy it, and I was wondering if you could look, would that be a good field for me to go in?
Well, you are a five of spades. Do you know this? Do you know your card at all?
Yes.
Do you know you're a five of spades?
Yes.
Okay. Well, all the fives are really good at selling and promoting. So, yes, this would be a good choice for you. And it's a people business, and you have power with people as well. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's a, you know, if are you enjoying it so far?
Yeah, well, tonight it was the real estate law, so it's interesting, but I can, you know, I'm looking forward to work with the people.
You know, all that stuff you're learning right now is just so you can get your certification.
Yes.
But once you get into the business, it's really going to be about the people, you know.
Yes.
And you're good at that, so you'll do well. And you got good money cards coming up in November.
Yes.
And December. I mean, do you plan to? Will you be working soon? I mean, soon?
Well, probably by March. By March, I should get my my diploma, and then I'll be able to work in it. Next year is going to be the King of Spades as a long range, so which should be good for me.
Oh yeah.
So I'm looking forward to what's coming.
Sure. Well, it's too bad because you got good money cards and you have a King of Spades coming up this year.
Yes.
So, you know, you could... I would be... Even though you have to wait to get your graduate, I would be looking for opportunities. Maybe there's something you can do. I wouldn't wait, you know what I mean? I wouldn't let this King of Spades
go
by.
Go and get it. Okay.
I would look for some way that you could actually, you know, have some success before you even get your degree, because you got some.
Well, already have all my friends giving me their listings.
There you go. Because I mean, you got good stuff right now. It would be wise to take advantage of that while the iron's hot. See.
Okay. Anyway, Robert, your show is very uplifting and. Thank you for encouraging people, and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you saying that, Carmen. Have a great night.
All right.
Bye. Bye-bye. That was very polite guest, you know. She was aware of other people, and that's beautiful, really beautiful. Okay, next up is Valerie from Massachusetts, May 13th, 1952. Are you there, Valerie?
Yes, I am. Hi, Robert.
Good evening. How are you?
Fine, and you?
I'm feeling pretty good. I had a big cup of tea just before the show started.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So what's on your mind tonight, Carmen?
My question is...
I'm Valerie.
Career direction.
Why? What do you mean?
Well, I don't know if I'm between. I have a business that is now a hobby, and... I don't want to put a lot more effort into it, and I don't know whether to go back into real estate or go somewhere else.
Well, okay. You're in your Mars period right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a nine of spades. You also have a three of clubs. Either you need to quit something you're doing right now, or you need to either that or you'll find the perfect thing before between now and October 16th. It's hard to say exactly. I mean, when I look at your cards, I really don't think your work is the major theme this year.
Okay.
It's relationships. That's what it looks mm-hmm. like to me.
Maybe.
Oh, you're like, oh, my God. I heard that sigh.
Mm.
What's all that about? What's that big sigh about?
I don't know whether I should go into the metaphysical field, which is where I'm drawn to. However, financially, that's not the best, usually.
Actually, metaphysical field can be very good, but most people who go into it have trouble asking for money.
Mm. Mm, I don't think I have trouble asking for money.
A lot of people do really good at it, but a lot of people have trouble asking for money for spiritual work.
Right.
It depends on you. Now, have you had just jobs in the past, or have you always been self-employed?
I've been self-employed for the past 20-plus years. I mean, I started in the corporate world for about 7.5 years, and then since then I was in real estate, and then I've had a decorating-type business the last 14, 15 years, which, because of the housing market, hasn't done as well.
Well, you know, when I look at your cards, it looks like you're going to end up with doing more than one job at the same time, honestly.
That sounds okay. That's okay. That sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have income from several different directions, and I think that's really what you want. You may or may not know that yet, but I think that's where you're headed.
Mm-hmm.
See?
No, it's the way I've always been. I've always had
one
source of income. So that's normal for me.
Yeah, and it's going to be good. I mean, I'm saying that it's not just going to be one income from more than one area, but it's going to be good income from more than one area. So there's a good sign in your future for that. Mm. Okay? So what's going on in your love life?
I don't know. I've been married for since 72. And
oh, okay. You're married. Okay.
I'm married.
All right. I just thought I'd hook you up with somebody tonight on the show. You know, I wasn't.
No. I'm all set for now, at least for today.
Do you have many children?
I have two.
Okay. Well, see, you have the Queen of Hearts long range, and if you're married, that means you're paying attention to your kids a lot this year.
I'd say so. Yeah. Yeah. One's in business with me. The other one, his dream job has been on hold for a while, and he's doing something else, which is, you know, paying him and keeping him busy.
You know, I want to just offer something to you based on what I see in your cards here. You've got a lot of experience in business, and you know how to be successful, okay? Why don't you use all your knowledge and experience to be successful doing what you really love, the metaphysical?
Okay.
Just do it.
Mm, okay.
If anybody can do it, you can do it.
Mm, okay.
You know what I mean? I mean,
I have two friends with the same card, the Six of Diamonds.
Uh-huh.
Both have had successful metaphysical stores and, you know, learning centers, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I don't want to have a store again. I've had one. I had one for 12 years.
No one said store. You did.
No. I don't want to do retail. I mean, I'll do teaching. I'll do, you know, counseling.
Well,
I'll do...
all I'm saying is find a way. It doesn't matter what specific direction you go, but find a way that you like and that's successful.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. Have that be a challenge for you this year to create that.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, no. You just relit a light bulb.
Oh, good. I love doing
okay.
that.
Okay. You just flipped a switch for me that had been off for a while.
Well, see, because I look in your cards, and you have this Queen of Clubs long range with your ruling card, and there's an Ace of Spades, and that Ace of Spades is really the symbol for spiritual work. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's the card of the Order of the Magi and all the esoteric secrets. So it doesn't matter, like, whatever it is you really love about the spiritual, that's what you need to do for your business. And then use all your experience to make it profitable, see?
Okay.
I think you can pull it off. I don't think it'll be a problem, actually.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the confidence that you have.
Yeah. I mean, I can feel the confidence in you when you're speaking about your experience, you know?
Mm.
You sold me on that.
Okay.
You got it?
I got it.
You already got one customer. You know, you already sold me on your, whatever you're going to do is going to be good. So
Okay.
I just got to go do it. It'll happen.
Okay.
You've got, by the way, in a couple of years, you have the Eight of Diamonds long range. Your money's going to come, a lot of money, you know, mm-hmm. in the next few years. So it takes a couple of years sometimes when you're starting something like this to figure out how it all works and to make the most money and be effective, you know, but you're going to do it. I have no doubt.
Okay. I appreciate your confidence, and I thank you for your advice.
All right. Well, thanks for being my guest, Valerie. You have a nice night.
You too. Thanks, Robert. Bye-bye.
All righty. Good night. Well, this worked out perfectly. We have time for our last caller, who's Julie from San Diego, whose birthday is July 17th, 1958. And wouldn't you know it, her name is Julie, and she's a jack of clubs. Are you there, Julie? It's so amazing to me how many jacks have the name with a J in it.
Wow.
I mean, nobody knew. Like, their parents didn't know the cards.
Right.
But somehow they knew.
Yeah. We're going with the flow.
I know. Every day, you know. I see this almost every day. So how are you tonight?
I'm very well, thank you, Robert, and I love listening to your show. Tuned in a little bit later, but have been enjoying it ever since I tuned in, so thank you. It's the first time that I found out about it, and I think I might be a regular.
Oh, great. Nice. Well, it's great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
So would you like a little reading or a question about something?
Yeah, you know, I would love a reading if you can give me some information about what's coming up in relationships and career/money. That would be great.
Well, what's your current status in relationships and career?
Well, for me, relationships, I've been in a marriage for 18 years that is not going well, so I'm considering either a legal separation or divorce.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do have, you know, do you know the card system at all? Have you studied your cards at all?
Well, I have a knowledge of them, but what do you mean?
Well, I just wondered if you had looked at your yearly spreads for this year or not. That's all.
Yes.
And you know you have a Nine of Hearts in Saturn?
Yeah, see, I don't remember the specifics, but
yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's a pretty difficult card to have. That's like I was looking for a card of breakup, divorce, and that's a classic card, and it's in the most difficult position. Now, I want to just qualify that by saying there's a good card with it, the Four Spades. So it actually will work out, but it's going to be very difficult. But then almost all divorces are difficult, you know, on an emotional level or some other level, okay? But I think it's going to happen. And you're at like a turning point in your life here about career and everything, you know. I think you'll probably make a shift from being more marriage-oriented to being more career-oriented during this year.
That's what I'm feeling. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because now this is something that's not written about my books, and some of the people listening who are students might be interested in this. You're displacing the Ten of Spades this year. That's a very special card in the deck because it sits in the very center of the grand solar spread in the Jupiter column, which is a blessed year. And it's two karma cards. That it's in the very top, too, right underneath the Eight of Diamonds. And it's two karma cards are in each of the two corners down the bottom row. And it forms what I call the mystic triangle. And that Ten of Spades card, when people displace that, they often have to make a choice. You know, and usually they make a switch from either being really career-oriented to being family-oriented or the other way around, see? Mm. So with you, I think it's the other way around because you're already, you have been doing the family thing for some time, see? So this is a time of change and transition, and those are rarely easy, but you'll get through it. It'll be good. And, you know, there's blessings happening during the difficulty. There's a lot to be grateful for, in other words, while you're going through this, okay? Just make sure you pay attention to those things, you know? Like, I think the financial part's going to work out really well for you, for example.
Right. That's what I was especially concerned about.
Yeah, well, you're a Cancer, and Cancers, you know, we all worried about our money. Where am I going to get my next meal, and where's my money going to come from?
Yeah, and especially when you have kids in the picture, you, of course, take them on, too. You know, you want to make sure you have enough for them.
Yeah, well, your kids are grown, aren't they?
No. No, no.
Oh, really? No, wow. Okay, you started late.
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. All right. No, there's no problem with that. But money's coming, and you're going to have – the money's fine. And next year, you're going to have a relationship after your next birthday. It won't be long. Mm. It'll sort of surprise you, I think.
So after the next birthday.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to be completely – you don't have to wait till then. You could meet somebody now, but it's more in focus after your next birthday. I can tell you're wanting more affection. You know, this year it shows up.
Yeah.
Like you haven't been, you know, your situation hasn't allowed you to have enough affection in your life. I can see that.
Right.
And you want a perfect love in your life. You'll have it. Just, you know, be patient.
Okay. I can turn that on.
Yeah. It's not too late. You're going to get your wishes.
Great.
This year is not as... There is a blessing to this year, but next year is even better, okay?
Okay.
And so just take it slow and hang in there. You'll be fine.
Great. And as far as career is concerned, do you see that there might be more than one career kind of either at the same time or overlapping?
I don't know. There's indications for you of some sort of working partnership with somebody else. I would be looking for that. I'd be, if I were you, I'd be paying attention to that possibility.
Yes.
The year is still new. I think it's going to come up a little later, probably around the holidays, Christmas time. You're going to find it. But be open to it. It's going to show up, I think, this year. You'll find yourself in a partnership with somebody, a working partnership, not just a financial deal.
Right.
See where that leads you. I think that'll be good.
Yeah. Yes. I'm looking forward to that. I thought I had that going last month and this month, and it just dissolved.
Well, this particular one hasn't showed up yet. But you have a Two of Spades in Jupiter, and it's your long-range card, so it's definitely going to happen. It's going to be good. Okay.
Excellent.
But you need to get through this transition. Mm-hmm. That's the number one most important thing.
Right. I know.
The career thing will happen without you even trying. So don't even try. It doesn't
mean... When is the best timing for moving?
Well, I don't know. The Jupiter period is the best time to move, if you can arrange it for the Jupiter period. That starts on December 20th for you.
Okay.
But if you have to do it sooner. It's up to you, you know? Depends on what works best with the whole situation. You'll have to answer that for yourself. But I would say if you can wait till Jupiter, do it then.
Okay. Okay, sounds great.
All right, Julie, great talking to you. Thanks for being my guest and calling in tonight.
Thank you, Robert. Take care.
All right. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was fun. It was a fun, exciting show. I had a good time. I hope you guys did, too. Back next week with a new contest, new lessons about the cards, and new readings, new information. Hope you have a great week. We're going to close our show, as we always do, with the Gayatri Mantra from my CD, Bhakti Rock. I hope you enjoy it. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night.
Savitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo-yona prachodaya Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha tat Savitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo yona prachodaya Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo yona prachodaya Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha tat savitur varinyam Bhargo devasya dhimahi Deyo yom na prachodaya Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha tat savitur varinyam Bhargo devasya dhimahi Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi
Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yonah Prachodaya.